Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when the Fukushima disaster hit years ago, I looked up potassium iodide. My patients had asked about it. I thought it'd be a good idea to have a bottle at the house. We were able to purchase one bottle, but within a week you couldn't get any potassium iodide tablets. And so when this happened, when Russia invaded Ukraine about 20 days ago, immediately took over Chernobyl, you know, I kind of reached out and I spoke to you guys about, well, it might not hurt to have a bottle of potassium iodide in the house. I also explained that there's limitations of what that does. It's not this sort of Star Wars cloak, you know, that protects the Death Star from any sort of pew, pew, pew that hits you. I mean, it's potassium iodide only protects one organ, the thyroid. So you could still get radiation sickness in the event of a nuclear accident or a nuclear disaster. But we do, you know, in the medical circles, do recommend that in, you know, for those people that are exposed, to make sure they take some potassium iodide. Well, the secret's obviously been out, and, you know, people read up on Fukushima, such that now people are buying up and panic buying potassium iodide. And we're hearing people are buying multiple bottles and things like that. And, you know, all you really need is like one pill, maybe repeat it 24 hours later. People are buying up bottles and now prices are going up. I saw a price for 80 tablets for $120 on eBay. And it's probably even going to go higher. Now, the last I checked, you can get potassium iodide tablets for about $20 on Amazon. And I think that was about 100 tablets. I have to double check. So, you know, there's still plenty of potassium iodide out there, but you know how people are. Remember what happened with toilet paper? We shouldn't have had a toilet paper shortage, but somebody goes, well, you know what, let me buy seven. And then you're like, well, man, maybe I need to buy seven. And so now all of us have had this extra toilet paper that we didn't really need to buy because we could all pee in the shower. So I'm a fan of potassium iodide. It's just I'm not a fan of people panicking and people hoarding it. So let me just kind of give you guys the scoop. So, you know, Russia, I think now they're also threatening to go after Alaska. I don't know what the heck is going on. We'll give you guys updates on that. But many stores are now reporting they are selling out of potassium iodide. So potassium iodide is made of potassium iodide. It's a compound that basically prevents the thyroid from uptaking radioactive iodine. So your thyroid wants to take up iodine in order for it to work. And potassium iodide blocks the thyroid because the thyroid feels full and satiated from needing to pick up radioactive iodine. And if the thyroid does pick up the radioactive material, then you can get thyroid cancer. So you taking potassium iodide protects you from getting thyroid cancer. That's fantastic. But radiation sickness affects a whole bunch of body parts. So early radiation sickness, I mean, and again, there has not been a nuclear disaster. It's just the Kremlin is getting awfully mad, and they're kind of getting grumpy, and their underwear is bunching up in the crack of their butt. And if they're starting to now talk about Alaska and, you know, there's threats and, you know, I think somebody needs to reach out to Sarah Palin, you know, so she could kind of keep an eye on things because she could see Alaska from her house. So just, you know, Sarah, just, you know, look out the window every few minutes just to make sure nothing's coming our way. But, you know, we have a very unpredictable enemy here. And they're ticked. And even though we've had this facade of, well, we're not going to engage, we're not going to escalate, we've ticked them off. So if they do control a few nuclear facilities and they don't really have a reputation of managing these nuclear facilities really well. Whether it's on purpose or it's an accident, the probability of something happening is going up by the day. So, yeah, I think it's a good idea to have a bottle of potassium iodide. But if any of us was ill, I wrote a little piece on this so you could see what the dosing is. If you need, always though, follow the recommendations of your health department because they know, you know, more about what the immediate threat is. But acute radiation sickness is nausea, vomiting, fatigue, dizziness, headache, body aches. You might vomit blood. You might poop blood. Rash, weakness. Convulsions. You might go into a coma. Depending on the severity of the radiation sickness, there's multiple different symptoms you could have. Like I said, the potassium iodide doesn't really protect against all that. And I know a lot of people think, well, if I buy that, no matter what the Russians do, I'm good. No. If there's a nuclear fallout, you gotta find a shelter. Do you guys even know where your nearest shelter is? I don't think anybody does. I think we should kind of all learn where the latest nuclear shelter is. But yeah, potassium iodide, I'm hoping we don't have idiots out there buying it up. But the last I checked, you could still get it on Amazon for about $20. By the way, you could also lose hair, get dehydrated. So radiation effects, depending on how bad the levels, it could affect your bone marrow where you stop making blood. It could affect the reproductive organs, stomach, lungs, eyes, all sorts of things. As we discussed in the 1986 Chernobyl accident, there were multiple exposed workers, firemen. Many did die of acute radiation syndrome. The hospitals were overwhelmed. And even though they said, well, it was only about maybe, you know, 30 or 130, there was a lot more, and we just never got official reports. Leukemia happens because you get, remember, radiation can cause DNA damage. And with DNA damage in the blood can cause blood cancer like leukemia. So sometimes we see that. In Turkish populations near Chernobyl, they did see an uptick in thyroid cancer. So that's why, you know, we can't really do much to prevent, you know, some of these other radiation sequelae, you know, with the exception of staying away from a nuclear accident. But the one thing we do have is potassium iodide to protect the thyroid. So that's kind of what that's about. I don't mind everybody having a bottle at their house. I think that's a good idea. It's just I don't like the hoarding. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's our producer. A big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so our Facebook Live is down. Not sure what's happening with the Facebook Live app. So what we're doing is we're doing small videotapes and then we're uploading them so you guys get a little bit of video. Not that I think it's easier to just listen. It's really hard to watch and listen. But this next segment is kind of interesting. Apparently there's a study, and it talks about how Jews, Muslims, and Christians feel discrimination at work. And how the more religious you are, the more discrimination you face. And even if you're not that religious, people, if they assume you're religious, you seem to get more discrimination. And so this is something that I believe this came out of Rice University, that they wanted to kind of make aware that about two-thirds, they say, of Muslims, half of Jews, and more than a third of evangelical Protestant Christians experience workplace discrimination. different ways, but they all get discriminated against, according to a new study from Rice University's Religion and Public Life Program. So Rachel Schneider, the postdoctoral research fellow, said when we conducted interviews, we were able to get much deeper in how people are experiencing religious discrimination. They said Muslims, Jews, and Christians each said they experienced negative or harmful comments, stereotyping, and social exclusion. Muslims and Jews felt targeted by anti-Islamic and anti-Semitic rhetoric tied to being seen as part of a larger group. Evangelical Christians felt singled out when they were taking an individual stand based on their moral views. Sometimes they'd be called Mrs. Holy or Holy Roller. They'd be called right wing. So, you know, it's very interesting. It's an interesting study, and we'll talk a little bit more about it. But, you know, people have asked, you know, did I notice discrimination? Did I see racism? What did I incur, you know, throughout going to medical school? And, you know, it's interesting. Because, you know, I didn't have really high expectations for it being the most wonderful experience, I never really mentally logged all the bad experiences. So if somebody grabbed my butt, if somebody called me something very derogatory from a woman's standpoint, I didn't really remember all the times that happened. I mean, it happened a lot, but I didn't. I was just like, you know what? This is not the proper thinking, but the time, because I was young, it's par for the course, just move on. And then in terms of Jews, I grew up, you know, as a kid, learning about how my grandparents had to, you know, flee the Holocaust. So I grew up learning that people disliked Jews. Not everybody, but there's a good number of them out there. So you're going to be disliked. And I'm like, don't I have enough about me to be disliked? You know, I'm loud, I'm obnoxious, I make stupid jokes in the back of class. You know, and I remember having a friend who I got along really, really well. And then they found out I was Jewish. And they're like, wait a second, you're Jewish? And I go, yeah. And then they couldn't be friends with me anymore. And I'm like, why? What? It's not like I'm circumcised. Is there something wrong? What? What does it matter? And it does. It does. And listen, I understand the religion and the beauty of religion. You know, Abraham was married to Hagar. Well, Abraham had Ishmael with Hagar and then had Isaac with Sarah. And I understand in the Bible and in biblical times that there were drifts and there were rifts and there were, you know, that much of the deep-rooted issues that might be among religions, you know, stem from historical accounts and, you know, centuries ago, and it's not very relevant today, but I understand people's religion, and I understand where some of the biases come in. But what this study is talking about is non-Jews, non-Muslims, non-evangelicals, Christians, and they're looking at us, and they have issues. So, you know, I did notice that I would act differently around people because I did pick up on, you know, people not, shall we say, liking Jews or even women. I picked up on a lot of that as well. I don't think I act like the typical girl, you know, because, you know, I try to keep up on my sports. Now most women I know are into sports, but at the time, you know, I just hung out with guys, so I was able to kind of talk to them more. But yeah, you could tell, you know, they're like, no, you know, you go hang with the ladies, you know, you got the whole ovarian club over there. Go hang out with the other PMSers. I'm like, that's not cool. That's kind of sexist. Don't be saying that. But when it came time to Jewish holidays, you know, we have a lot of Jewish holidays. We got Tisha B'Av, Tu B'Shvat. I don't log B'Omer. I don't take those off. If I took those off, I knew I would tick off everybody else around me. But in fact, one thing that helped me in terms of my coworkers is I would always offer to work Christmas. I'm like, look, guys, this is your holiest day of the year. All right? I have no problem covering it. I'll cover Christmas. But then will you let me be off in New Year's? Or, well, you know, Like, fine by me. So for me, I always covered Christmas. It was fine for me. I love Christmas. Not a lot of people would come in. It wasn't that busy anyway, except the ER was busy. But I had no problem with that. You know, and so I think, you know, good people realize that you could work around, you know, you could work with others. But, you know, like I heard recently that I don't want to really name names, but Ramadan is huge in the Muslim religion. And the last day of Ramadan is there's a big feast and there's kind of a big celebration. And after going through a month of daily fasting, during the day, you know, the end of Ramadan is pretty important. It's huge. Well, yeah, you know, I was kind of notified that, you know, there was kind of an institution that planned a big event on that day. You know, is it that they're being discriminatory? No, but they're not being aware. So one, shall we say, example of discrimination might be inferred that you just don't, I guess, understand, you know, what they might be going through. So, you know, my Muslim students, I knew when Ramadan was. There's no way I wasn't going to, because I would understand that they were fasting that day. Just like with Jews, if they have Yom Kippur, you know, and they're fasting for 24 hours, that's probably not a good day to have a test or to have things due. But that's, the discrimination is even rising more so because of the political overlays. So people think that if you're of one religion, you're of one political thinking. And people ask me that all the time. They go, why are Jews Democrats? And I go, Judaism is a religion. I know just as many Jewish Republicans as Jewish Democrats, even more Jewish conservatives. So it's not religious based. But a lot of people, they're so, you know, worked up with religion that people want to, like, you know, tribalize. They want to be able to tell who's what. Somebody wearing a mask, they're like, okay, that person's wearing a mask, they're probably for Biden. No, I know a lot of conservatives wearing masks. They just don't, you know. If you ever see me in a mask, it's because I'm worried about my breath or I didn't do my upper lip wax that week, you know. So I, you know, people wear masks for different reasons. But evangelical Christians, you know, with you know, certain moral codes, if they, let's say, do not want to take part in something that may be against their religion, they get outed. And this is not supposed to be, or ousted, this is not supposed to be a non-free country where you have to hide your religious beliefs, or you have to hide that you're fasting, or you have to hide that you have a certain heritage. And it's, sadly, it is, you know, and it's, we, discrimination, sexism, racism is not going away because people tribalize. People like to group up. And so whether it's, you know, okay, all girls, okay, we're going to have our little girl session, girl power, or a girls' night out, or, you know, yeah, dude, let's get a team going together, you know, that. I think that's okay. If girls want to hang out with girls, if guys want to hang out with guys, if Italians want to hang out with Italians, if Latinos want to hang out with Latinos, I think that's fine. You have things in common. People that have things in common, you know, should be allowed to still celebrate that and feel that unity. But sadly, you have the other side. So, you know, like me, I'm a Cowboy fan. I love the Cowboys. I love the Cowboys. But yeah, Eagles, I throw shade on the Eagles. You know, how we stop that, I don't know. But if you have a Jew, a Muslim, a Catholic, a Mormon, or African-American, anybody in your, just quit being a jerk to them. 1-877-DOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin, talking on Newsmax, said he agrees with President Obama's former Secretary of Defense that Joe Biden's not the guy to be handling foreign policy, especially as the battle rages on in Ukraine.
Former Secretary of Defense Robert Gates, under Obama, who said that Joe Biden has been wrong on every major foreign policy issue for the last 4 decades, and his string continues. The weakness that President Biden has conveyed to our enemies has emboldened them.
And as gas prices continue to hold steady for the third day, the price of Brent crude has dropped by over 30% in the last week from $139 a barrel to just under $100 per barrel. However, at the gas pump, the national average has only dropped less than 1 cent to $4.31 per gallon. This is USA Radio News. Another large group of migrants, this time 122 of them, arrived by boat into the United States, landing north of Key West, Florida. The migrants' arrival was a maritime smuggling event, according to U.S. Border Patrol Chief Walter Slosar. Slosar said there's a coordinated response with our state, local, and federal partners to make sure we get medical and safety checks and then get those individuals processed and transported to our local station. The arrival comes little more than a week after another boat carrying over 300 migrants ran aground near Key Largo. The Idaho legislature gave approval to a bill that would ban abortion after just 6 weeks and allow the father, sibling, grandparent, aunt, or uncle of the fetus to bring legal action against the medical professional who performed the abortion. Idaho's GOP-controlled House passed the Fetal Heartbeat Preborn Child Protection Act 51-14. The bill, which passed in the state Senate earlier this month, now moves to Republican Governor Brad Little's desk for his signature. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have some breaking news. A Fox News cameraman has been killed and died of his injuries after coming under attack yesterday near Kyiv. He was in the same car as Fox News reporter Benjamin Hall. Benjamin Hall, we've been watching. If you watch Fox News, Benjamin Hall is a reporter who has been reporting in Kyiv on the Russian-Ukrainian conflict, I believe, since it started. They were both attacked. Benjamin Hall was hit in legs with shrapnel, but the photojournalist Pierre Zakrzewski, 55 years old, ended up being killed. Zakrzewski was based in London. He died in an attack in Horenka near Kyiv while they were traveling. Hall still remains hospitalized from the attack. No details released. You know, we watch the news and we watch what's going on, and we look at them. Troy Yangst, Anderson Cooper, I think, is still out there. You know, and I watch these reporters and I go, look, you know, many times media builds up something, and so people say, well, you know what, if they're out there and if they're actually in Kyiv, and, you know, you hear the sirens, you know, is it that, you know, there's only maybe, you know, a couple shells going on miles away from them, so they're safe, but no, this is a different war. I keep telling you guys this. This is a war that can very easily turn into a world conflict, hence World War III. And I've been very nervous when I watch journalists over there, because as we saw that one journalist that used to write for the New York Times, Daniel Marmoud, had been killed while covering evacuees leaving Kyiv. And then now we have a Fox News cameraman has been killed. This is, you know, as the death tolls are rising, we are going to see Americans or journalists sadly included in these. And so Pierre was killed in Horenka outside of Kyiv. He was with Benjamin Hall. They were news gathering. Their vehicle was struck by incoming fire. The network announced on Monday that Hall, the reporter, had been injured, was remaining hospitalized, but they had a minimal level of details. And we've been watching him. We've been watching. I mean, this is, I guess, the camera, the photojournalist that has been with him this whole time. And so, you know, what was it, a planned hit? Was it they were at the wrong place at the wrong time? We don't know. So it was Brent Raynaud was the American reporter who was killed when Russian forces opened fire on his vehicle. Now, Pierre was a war zone photographer. He has covered nearly every international story for Fox News, from Iraq to Afghanistan to Syria. And, you know, he had been in Ukraine since February. He's based in London. Not exactly sure what the nationality is, but Zakrzewski, you know, maybe Polish, not sure. You know, it's interesting because I watch what's going on over there. And since the beginning, I'm like, I should be down there helping. Not on camera, but I should be down there helping. I should be, you know, to report on this over here in a safe studio in Las Vegas, Nevada, I felt guilty. And I'm watching these other reporters and I'm seeing volunteers and I'm like, okay, I could be doing more. I think a lot of us feel like we could do more. And I seriously thought about a week or two ago about going down there. And you know, when I heard, look, you know, they're not going to let you in. There's going to be a lot of resources needed to, you know, they're even though, yes, they do need volunteers, you know, there's some volunteers that might actually cause, you know, more work, more logistics. And I don't need the American embassy, and I don't need anybody pulling strings for me to get out if I need to get out, and I talked myself out of it. I still feel guilty for doing that. But those that are there are the unsung heroes, and sadly, they're getting killed. And this is a real war. You know, Fox News' Troy Yangst, I believe, is still there. And he is, you know, obviously still covering. He had tweeted, I don't know what to say. Pierre was as good as they come. Selfless, brave, passionate. I'm so sorry this happened to you. I mean, it's a scary time. These guys are putting their lives in their hands to report for us. So we'll keep you guys posted. I'll tell you guys, when I think there's sensationalism or I think media is trying to make a big deal about something, like, remember Flu Rona? I'm like, are you guys flipping kidding me? We've had people with both flu and COVID before. Why are they making such a big deal about it now? I'll tell you guys, you know, but with this, no, this is as serious as it gets. And it's like the boy who cried wolf. People just aren't really believing. You know, it is that serious. And they, you know, and I'll bring up the parallels between you know, what Putin's doing and what happened in the late 30s with Nazi Germany. And I know people think I'm overstretching and I'm over-exaggerating, but no. In the meantime, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov slapped sanctions on President Joe Biden, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, and a string of senior U.S. officials because Vladimir Putin is pretty ticked about the economic blockade. So, Washington has been unveiling fresh sanctions against Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko, Moscow's ally, and then 11 key Russian defense officials. Russia has now barred Biden and 12 other figures, including Joint Chief of Staff Mark Milley, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, Bill Burns, from entering Russia. Well, I don't think they have to worry about Biden because I don't think he's left the White House or Delaware. I mean, they sent Kamala Harris, so Biden's not going anywhere. His son might have an issue with that. Dalip Singh, an economist on the National Security Council, also on the list. It's a sign that Moscow is starting to weaponize. He wants to, embarrass Biden. I think also this includes White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki and Hunter Biden. I don't think Hunter Biden is allowed back in Russia. Hillary Clinton, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. She said, I want to thank the Russian Academy for this Lifetime Achievement Award. That's what she said. So, in a statement, the Russian Ministry of Foreign Affairs said it was acting in response to a series of unprecedented sanctions and was imposing its own measures on the basis of reciprocity. I don't think many of us care. We don't go to Russia. Like I said, Hunter is probably going to be the one that really is, having the biggest issue with this. But these sanctions and this sort of tit for tat is a sign that tensions are escalating. And even though we are not at war with Russia, we have never declared war with Russia, we have said time and time again, we're only going to defend our NATO allies, we're not going to have boots on the ground or send troops into Ukraine, Russia is already looking at us as an enemy because we had to, support Ukraine. So if it's, if you're not with us, you're against us sort of thing. And then, of course, us, helping militarily help Ukraine and bringing in supplies and all that. What about like an airlift? People have asked, why can't we work with Russia and say, look, let us get civilians out. Let us fly civilians out. Russia might say, we saw what you did in Afghanistan. It's not worth our time stopping. But I mean, maybe we learned from our mistakes in Afghanistan. And it would be nice to see us at least help with the rescue effort, from that capacity. It just, what's going to happen to Ukraine if most of their people escape? Is Russia going to take it over anyway? 1-877, Doc Dolly, don't go away.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
As we've watched the invasion unfold in Ukraine, our hearts are breaking as we watch communities being destroyed and people's lives forever changed. At the same time, we're seeing people around the world come together to support the Ukrainian people across our Meta platform. In just the last week, more than $20 million has been raised for nonprofits supporting humanitarian efforts for Ukraine on Facebook and Instagram. Facebook groups have been created to help those in need, including a group of 200,000 Romanian volunteers and donors coordinating transportation and accommodations for refugees. Across Europe, groups have formed to offer care and housing for pets of anyone in Ukraine. Even in this terrible moment, we get to see and amplify so much good. To amplify these efforts, we are committing $15 million to support humanitarian efforts in Ukraine, including $5 million in direct donations to nonprofit organizations who are on the ground now in the region and committed to providing long-term recovery in Ukraine. If you'd like to help, consider donating or starting a fundraiser for a nonprofit supporting humanitarian efforts in Ukraine by visiting facebook.com/fundraisers.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for those of you that are proactive with your health, you might be kind of keeping an eye on your blood pressure. You might be watching your blood sugar. But one of the most under-realized diagnoses that we have is kidney disease. There's various stages of kidney disease, and many of us might be in one of those stages of kidney disease without even realizing it. So joining us next is Dr. Adam Weinstein, Chief Medical Officer for DaVita Kidney Care, to kind of talk to us about our kidney health during National Kidney Month. Dr. Weinstein, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Man, we appreciate everything you do, because that's, I tell you, the kidneys, that's one of the most intimidating organs in medical school, and we really need, you know, your expertise and your colleagues' expertise when it comes to this. Talk to us about how common kidney disease is.
Yeah, so kidney disease is actually fairly common. It's certainly the early stages of kidney disease, as you made reference to. So, you know, about 37 million Americans suffer from some degree of kidney dysfunction. And as you said, the large majority of them actually don't feel anything and are largely unaware that they have it.
So true. And that's over 1 in 10. I mean, if there's about 370 million Americans, and that includes kids, we're talking about maybe 1 in 9, 1 in 8 or 1 in 9 people, adults, have kidney disease. That's a very high percentage.
It is, and I think it's important to remember that most of those folks do not have very advanced kidney disease, but certainly knowing you have it is critically important to preserve your kidney function.
It's true. And, you know, some people will tell me, Dahlia, that's why I have two kidneys. So if one goes out, the problem is kidney disease oftentimes affects both at the same time, correct?
That's absolutely true. It's funny, I get asked that question a lot, and yes, the vast majority of diseases that impact kidney function impact both kidneys simultaneously. And you made reference to two of them, which is hypertension and diabetes. Those don't selectively impact just one kidney at a time.
Mm-hmm. And cholesterol. High cholesterol also affects kidneys. I think a lot of people have, many people will have high cholesterol before they get diagnosed with diabetes. And that might be one of the precipitating factors of early kidney disease, too.
Yeah, well, certainly any form of vascular disease is correlated with kidney disease. And so, you know, the nice thing is that for those people that are attempting to maintain good health, which, you know, largely falls under the category of how do I prevent heart attacks, how do I prevent strokes, and you mentioned, again, controlling blood pressure, controlling or stopping smoking, things like that, all of those things are the same things that protect you from early and then advancing kidney disease.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, Dr. Weinstein, you've co-founded the Kidney Health Center of Maryland. You're boarded in nephrology, internal medicine. You know, what do you want to tell our listeners about in terms of being proactive about their kidney care and kidney health?
That's a great question. And so, you know, the kidneys, because they don't hurt, the most important thing that the typical person can do is make sure they have a really good relationship with their primary care doctor. And that as part of the routine lab work that often comes with, you know, annual physicals or insurance exams, that they're reviewing the data, the lab data that they get, so they can ask the question, how are my kidneys functioning? It's actually quite simple, and it's not separate from what should be going on for most people anyway.
Mm-hmm. For those of us who suffer from kidney stones, what kind of damage do the kidney stones do to the kidney? I mean, assuming you pass them, you know, what do you think?
So, you know, the data would tell us that the vast majority of kidney stone patients don't end up with advancing chronic kidney disease as a result of the stones. But certainly patients who are forming and passing lots and lots of stones may end up with kidney damage over time. But I would say that is not the typical. But certainly if you're suffering from lots of kidney stones, it's something you should be aware of and making sure you're working with your doctors to manage whatever the underlying cause of the stones are.
Exactly. Man, they're horrible. It's worse than labor. I'll tell you guys, it is worse than labor. It's bad. So, dialysis. Dialysis, we are seeing more and more Americans require dialysis. Talk to us about that and what sort of new developments we have now in terms of that.
Yeah, it's a great question as well. So I think it's important to bear in mind that out of the 37 million people with some degree of kidney disease, only about 500,000 at any given time are on dialysis. And so dialysis and transplant are the two options for patients whose kidneys are so sick that they no longer allow them to be alive without more therapy. And so dialysis comes in two forms. There's dialysis where patients go to a dialysis center, which like a DaVita center, for instance, where they would get hemodialysis or blood cleaning dialysis that happens three times a week. There's also home dialysis, which is something many kidney doctors are strong advocates for. It gives patients a lot of flexibility, and certainly it gives them a high quality of life by allowing them to do the dialysis at home. It's not a machine per se, but rather it's fluid exchanges into the abdomen, which is a little complex, but something that we train our patients to do, and they do quite successfully, often on their own or with a family member in support.
That's fantastic. I mean, because, you know, imagine what's going on now with Ukraine and all that, you know, and with COVID that we dealt with, you know, many people, they're looking for things that they could do proactively, and suffering from kidney disease, you know, you become, you know, chained to, you know, needing dialysis and needing chronic care. So I think that's fantastic. You know, DaVita Kidney Care has been kind of the forefront in kidney in kidney research and kidney care. What are some of the latest advancements that we have now that can help keep a kidney alive, you know, longer until they could get a transplant?
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of the work we do before patients are on dialysis is organized around making sure that all the doctors that are caring for a patient are working together and that the patient is educated appropriately for what their options are and making sure they understand the nature of their disease, that is why they have kidney disease and what they can do to help mitigate or, I guess, impact the other illnesses that they're suffering from that might be impacting the kidney. And so it's interesting that the advancements at the moment are really around processes and people, that is coordinating care and making sure people are aware of what they need to do. When it comes to dialysis, obviously there's ongoing advancements, whether it's new dialysis machines for our centers or new tools for home dialysis patients. You know, there's tons of stuff in that area, but it's pretty technical. I think the most important takeaway for listeners really is making sure they understand what happens before they ever need dialysis. That is, there's a ton of work being done in making sure people understand and are taking steps to protect their kidneys.
Absolutely. You know, one thing I think a lot of Americans don't do, especially as long as they're heart healthy and kidney healthy, is they don't drink enough water. They've substituted their water with diet soda or beer or wine. And are you a proponent of people hydrating well with water?
So interestingly, you know, I get asked this question a lot. And really, you know, I recommend, first off, that people do drink water when they're thirsty. It's certainly the least bad choice out there. But having said that, there's for the typical person who's otherwise healthy, there's no need to be excessive with water. You know, the body is set up to be exquisitely sensitive to when you're dehydrated, and you will get thirsty. And so by and large, drink when you're thirsty is the answer I give to the how much water should I be drinking question. Now, the second part of the question, which is, you know, what things are safe to drink, which is, anything in moderation is typically fine, but you're right. If you're spending your days drinking things other than water and you're drinking large quantities of it, that probably isn't a good choice.
Yeah, exactly. So where can my listeners learn more?
Yeah, there's two websites that I recommend. So the first is our company website, DaVita.com, but I recommend DaVita.com/CKD, which stands for chronic kidney disease, and that's all uppercase CKD. So DaVita.com/CKD. The other website is a consumer-oriented website called kidneysmart.org, which is kidney and then smart, all one word. And ultimately, that gets you to education and potentially online classes.
I love it. Dr. Weinstein, thank you and your team at DaVita. We really appreciate you, and happy Kidney Month.
Thank you. Likewise. Thanks for the time.
Anytime. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Ellie.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.